from the East Coast, gateway to the fifth dimension. This is Interstellar Radio with Ivan Teller.
Greetings, everyone. This is Ivan. I guess I have to turn off the mute button. Okay, I guess I could have did the whole thing on mute. Did a mic check before this, trying to boost the audio, and who knows how this is going to go. So hopefully if none of this comes through, we'll just, I'm going to do another recording tonight. So I wasn't really expecting too many callers or put it out for too many callers for tonight because it's kind of like a data dump, basically, of extraterrestrial knowledge, information, disclosure, details. So it wasn't really a big one for putting this one out there as for advertising it for calls. But if there is a call, we will definitely go to that. And hopefully, we're on the live part. Okay, good. All right, yeah, this is still an experiment. So it might go an hour, might go 2 hours, probably just go an hour. No one is mowing their lawn in my area, so I don't have to listen to their lawn equipment once again. That's another reason why I chose tonight. So tomorrow I might do it, might broadcast at 7 o'clock. We'll see how things go. See if anyone out there in landscaping world is taking a break. So once again, yeah, the idea is to do one more broadcast for this week. And also for Saturday. So, enough of that technical jargon. Oh, yeah, that's right. You can find me at ivantar.com for readings connected to your extraterrestrial site, you know, connections. Basically, it's the link down below on this audio podcast. I'll add more details in the links for a blog talk, but this is still an experiment, so luckily, the live button is on. Can you imagine doing a whole hour and I'm just been on mute the whole time? So, it's always a distraction here. That's okay. Yeah, this is the eve of 4th of July. And I had I connected to an extraterrestrial download. And we'll see how much more I can get into tonight. As for basically, it's like, once again, a disclosure broadcast. Eventually we'll go into more call-ins, but we'll just kind of go with the flow of this. This is once again an experiment, and I'll do the video tonight also on YouTube because it's kind of a rehash of this broadcast. So I was working on the audio levels of this for the mic to be a little bit louder, and so that's really where all my distraction was getting to. So hopefully everything is operating correctly. So once again, go to ivantar.com, find more about me, basically my extraterrestrial channeler, and also being waking up to see more of the disclosure energies, basically, for us to have disclosure sooner than later. And hopefully this will inspire others to connect also for allowing more alien contact to continue as for physical connections. As basically this is a build-up. Now this is July. I felt there was a turning point in July as for physical connections. It's still up in the air. It's hard to say when this will occur, but it does feel like we're getting closer. Of course, we're in the evening time, so everything's kind of cooling down. But throughout the day, I felt a strong connection to our disclosure. So, you know, it's just patience. But I can tell you what I have been picking up on lately, and you can go about and see what you feel on all of this. Now, the idea for alien disclosure basically is for the skies to light up in certain areas where you don't just feel, you know, just see a ship, or you actually see actually human people on that ship. What I saw was a platform. One place, now this is all up in the air, but one place is New York City as a possible visitation, or contact point, you can say. Around the skyscraper areas, it's hard to say where. I've seen different areas, but it's a possible point for this. Manhattan area, it's hard to say exactly where. But basically, it'll be a Palladian Tall Blondes. And I'll understand with the Tall Blondes is that, they look like us, so they can connect with us. And also, I was told about Alpha Centauri. So I'm kind of jumping a little bit here. Alpha Centauri, now, I'm probably one of the few channelers that actually connected to Alpha Centauri. Of course, I don't look around online that much, but I felt kind of alone because I was one of the few, well, not alone, but one of the few that are seeing Alpha Centauri as a connection point. As they're basically are assisting us. Now, that's been quiet with them, but they are helping us in the physical, as for physical aliens somewhere. Well, one of them is most likely the UN. And so this goes down to, now next week, I believe Putin and Trump are going to meet. I believe so. Is it on the 14th? As a possible meeting date. And what I saw, actually, to give you more detail, I did see, I don't believe this is going to occur, but you never know, an alien visitation midweek, next week, but I don't believe that's going to occur. But let's put it out there that the likelihood is getting stronger and stronger for this to occur. As for basically for us, it's basically us welcoming them. They're connecting to our energies. So when we reject them, disclosure goes back a few days. But the more of us that are accepting it, the more sooner it will happen. You don't have to sign up for anything. You don't have to, join a membership. None of that. It's just basically, because they know that you are out there, basically. They give you, you connect instantly to them. Or your species that you're connected to. So what I saw was, at least one of the versions that will occur is, An alien ship will be on a platform. They'll be on their ship, but you will see them. They will be wearing like silver-like jumpsuits. There will be a female accompanied by several male Tall Blondes. The female is going to be the one that's going to be talking to us. Now, I saw her talking on a mic, a futuristic mic. Might even look like 1950s mic. It doesn't really matter for them. It's still high advanced, but the outside mic like old-fashioned. Their jumpsuits, I don't believe, part of the jumpsuits might look old-fashioned. Of course, also I was told that a lot of planes on your new ships. They don't even need a ship. And I've gotten that where they just kind of appear. So, what the ship is, we need that. We need the, we've seen enough movies. Of course, we've seen not exactly the best movies, but, we need a ship to know who they are. They can't just appear. Well, I guess they could, but, So also saw a light show in the sky when they're here. A white light show. I wouldn't say fireworks, but just several other ships that are doing. Now, it's not a huge light show. Well, it's enough to get people's attention. So, and you can't make this stuff up. This is the download I got. So as for when it's going to occur, it's still in the air. That's right. If anyone wants to call in, it's 5. I think this is the right number. Yeah, 516-387-1459. It's 516-387-1459. I just figured I'd put that out there as I'm going about. Another thing, why New York City? The UN. This is something I have not really gone into very much. I've gone to FBI, CIA here and there, not drastically huge. But the UN plays a big role in this. As for this, yes, very connected to the deep state or shadow government, whatever you want to call it. So that's another portion of their allowing this to occur. As for when, where, they're not really giving me full details. You can say, I'm a press secretary of the UFO community, at least the UFO extraterrestrials. Either way, it feels like it's imminent. as for when, how, who knows? But it is getting closer than we've ever been before. And it's going to come into our culture. It's going to be a shock and awe at first. And then we're going to get used to it like it's no big deal. Of course, the no big deal will take a while, as it will cause a lot of distress for a lot of people. Just the way it is. So you know, my role in this is I signed up for this. I kind of gave up everything, you can say, to do this. I don't have your normal life, not at all. I don't mind doing this. It doesn't bother me. I'd rather help humanity crawl out of this than be a part of the manipulations. So hopefully this audio is going out correctly. There's no way for me to know. As doing an audio test on this, because I've had one issue with these mics. Yeah, every time I get a new mic, it doesn't seem to work correctly. So this current mic runs really low for some reason, which makes absolutely no sense. So I ran a booster on it, so it should be a lot better. And I'm trying to figure out Blog Talk to make this work a little bit better too. So enough of all that. So last time I did a radio show, the first one, I went into alien disclosure, and here we are again. And I'm really pushing for this is once again a data dump of information. And Alpha Centauri, they're very, very quiet on their connections here. But they are involved with our evolution. Yeah, there's not a whole lot known about them. They do have, like, pointy ears like Spock. Of course, a lot of Syrians have that, too. I do see Alpha Centauri as part of the oceans, but they come and go very quietly. There's not a whole lot known about them. It's just that they've dealt with our dark sides in the past, and now they're helping us evolve. So, all right, we have a caller here, so we will jump right into that. Hello there. Greetings.
Hi, Ivan.
Greetings.
Let's see. Your show is on. Let me kind of turn down.
I hear myself back.
Yeah, let me mute you. There we go. Okay. Thanks for all the information you're giving. I'm really enjoying this.
You're welcome.
And anyway, I was just wanting to kind of discuss a report that I'd heard from Benjamin Fulford dated July the 2nd. I don't know if you're familiar with him or not.
Yeah, I'm familiar with him, but yeah, I didn't hear about the report. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, he says that the real alien disclosure is coming very soon. And he had copies of documents from the Japanese military intel showing a patent for an anti-gravity machine that had been applied for, and the date on it was 2003, so it's been a while. But I don't know what he's saying. Yeah, he's saying flying saucers may be appearing in your showroom soon.
You never know.
So that kind of intrigues me, as I also, this Corey Good, I don't know, you know, he's been... he said that he was taken by aliens and all that stuff. I've been kind of interested in him a bit. But he had told, he said, you know, one day this flying saucer landed in his backyard and took him somewhere. And I thought, boy, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, so I was thinking, I'll just wait and trade in my old jalopy one of these days and get me a flying saucer. But anyway, whatever. And then also he submitted the Japanese also submitted copies of top secret documents indicating that Roswell was real and the alien bodies in a wrecked spaceship was recovered by the U.S. government. So I think he's saying that, you know, we are just like you are, it's coming soon.
Yeah, it feels like,
And then also,
go ahead.
I had I don't know if you're familiar with Ramtha, who is channeled by Jay-Z Knight. And anyway, in December 2016, she predicted that Trump would be riding in his jet and a spaceship would come next to his jet. And
that'd
then,
be
so
cool.
I'm just wondering if maybe he isn't going to be part of this disclosure, because I've heard that the presidents are all in on this. They all know about it.
There must be some. It's hard to say, but there is. I mean, I'm just going by what I feel. There's a lot being held back from him, but I believe he's. Oh, I mean, when he talks about this whole, the space force, that kind of gives you kind of an idea. So I'm not sure what's going through his head, but it's a big possibility of what.
I think she had predicted that through him we're going to be getting free energy. We're going to, the whole Earth is going to change.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So I'm holding out for that. I'm going to believe it.
around July, it feels like we're going to get some kind of indication of some kind. Who knows? It feels like it's getting stronger and stronger. So.
Yep.
That's the only thing I'm getting,
I was sharing.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I just. You said that you're getting that it's going to be this month, do you think?
It's a possibility, yeah. It's something's going to happen. Let's put it that way.
Okay. I was talking to my religious cousin, and she accused me of blasphemy for saying aliens were coming and that angels were aliens.
Yeah,
oh, my God, how can you say that?
Well, yeah. That was a part, too. I felt that some religious groups are going to just make peace with it when it does, over time.
Yeah.
At first, maybe not.
I can imagine, we've all been under mind control and made to believe certain things. So, you said, we have to awaken. Well, anyway, I just thought I'd kind of
thank you.
Share
thank
that
you for
with
it.
You.
Yeah, it was great.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
All right,
I'll
take care.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks. Yeah, well, more of Benjamin Fulford. I've heard him on Rents years ago, and I hear about his name comes up here and there. So yeah, that's very encouraging with him to come out with that. That's good. So.
Yeah. He's really kind of far out, but.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, that's the idea, isn't it?
Right. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Take
all right,
care.
Thanks for calling. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's all right. All right. All right. Very nice. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Or thank you for calling. Yeah, the number is 516-387-1459. It's very encouraging to hear about that. Yeah, Benjamin Fulford, followed in during Rent ages ago. I guess I had a slight falling out of some kind, but every once in a while, Benjamin Fulford does come in. Brought news about him, so that's great. That's a good indication. Yeah, sometime this month, it feels like we're going to go through some kind of visitation or something like that. I don't know if we have ships coming up, show up in our backyard, but you never know. It doesn't harm. It doesn't hurt to believe. It isn't going to hurt you at all. So just see what happens. I feel like more we're allowed to accept this, the more it'll be less of a shock when it does occur, too. So this feels that at least the vibration I am getting is that we're getting closer and closer and closer. I wasn't sure if I was going to bring this up, but because I felt I got a quick message about next week, midweek, there will be a visitation. And I gave you a whole kind of spew of what I was seeing. But now I'm getting kind of, who knows? Putting out predictions like that is probably not the best idea. So I was kind of questioning if I should even bring it up. But at least I'll bring it up. And so please put the idea that who knows? You know, what I received was like a quick telepathic message. Now, some might say it's from this or that or whatever, but it came from a positive energy. So you can say when I go into astral, I go into like a, meeting somebody or I get my briefing. Last night I had a dream of Gordon Ramsay, and that didn't go so well. So I'm not sure what that was all about. Might have nothing to do with disclosure. I don't know what that was, but I kind of got a beating, I think, in some ways, at least mentally. From Gordon Ramsay, if you don't know who Gordon Ramsay is, just basically he's a chef. He's a high-profile chef, and he's a London chef, but he's in the United States. He has restaurants all over the place. He look him up. Yeah, he's kind of sets himself on fire and attacks people. Well, in a good way, of course. So that was, I'm a fan. I'm definitely a fan. So I don't know what that dream was all about. So I don't get many alien dreams. I did get, before all those, I felt the tall blondes are getting closer. I got like really quick message on that last month. So I get messages, indication this month, it feels like I'm just, it's funny also, I do have a spirit guide also that I fired a while ago. And I think he's kind of being kind of a menace. So the spirit world, I love it. Just to give you kind of an indication of what's going on in the astral realms as we are going through, drastic change. So with Trump, that was a good, I'm not getting a whole lot of what Trump knows. Maybe I'm being blocked from it. There's a high possibility he has a great deal of understanding. He knows what's happening, but, I don't think I've ever really gone into this. It's another, and you always call in if anybody likes to call it with your input or what's going to happen, feel free. This is going to go also on YouTube. And basically it's a replay. It'll go on SoundCloud also right after the broadcast. So hopefully it'll reach the right people for this. But where am I getting at? As for what's going on in Trump's mind, now I don't think I ever made this public, but I'm only getting little pieces. What I got is when he came in, he was kind of aware of course, this is my take on it. He has kind of aware of what's going on, kind of got a somewhat of a briefing of it. I'm not sure if it came from Obama, because I've been told somebody gave him a message. I'm not sure how about that, but it does seem like the alien agenda is increasing. Okay, we have another call here, so we'll go to the next caller. Here we go. Hello there, you're on the air. Greetings.
Hi, what's up, man? It's Nick.
Hey, greetings. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
All right, right on. Thanks, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I just wanted to chime in and just chat and share a few experiences and a few just kind of resources and some people that are gonna listen, some people that might hear this today or right now or when you post it later.
Okay. Sure.
If that's cool with permission.
Yeah. Oh yeah, go right ahead. Yeah, definitely.
All right, right on. I'll email you the link, but a few years back, there was a gal on YouTube, a gal by the name of Flubrun, Flubrun. She posted a video on how to, in meditation, break the spell of disillusion. So this was a practice that someone would, in a meditative state, kind of connect to their higher self, connect to their soul, connect to their whatever soul agreements that they've got, and break the disillusion. So I have it up here. The video was posted August 6, 2015. So at the time, so three years back, and this was before a lot of my own practice, I actually did this meditation, and at the time, I was working at a really, really busy restaurant in a really busy part of town, and I broke I broke the kind of hypnotic trance that people are in, and I was actually able to see with my own in the physical implants in people, the slits in the eyes, the hybrids, what I later identified as entity attachments, and ships. So
wow.
that meditation that I did, I found out it only lasted for about 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So that 3 day span is when I was actually able to kind of see this, you know, see through this veil, see through this trance that you know, 1D, 2D, 3D humans are in. And I kind of got a peep through the looking hole for a short amount of time, and then it went away. So, with my practices and the stuff that I do, energy work, I still cannot see them with my own physical eyes. I see aliens, I see entities, I see beings in my mind's eye. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
As this disclosure starts to come out, it's kind of, you know, I just wanted to share some, not everybody's going to see everything. You know, that's kind of the vibe I'm picking up, you know, depending on what chakras are blocked, depending on, you know, what kind of diets, what kind of timelines they're on, how much interference they're getting on a particular timeline. Not everybody's going to see everything. So, you know, and there's multiple reasons for that, but I'll send you the link. Maybe you can post it up there and see what you think on it. But I just wanted to share that real quick.
Well, yeah. Well, the brain is like a virtual reality, basically. Our souls tap into a virtual reality, well, the Earth reality, you know. So, not everything is going to be opened up.
Yeah. Exactly. And so in one of the private sessions we did, I think it was Archangel Michael, and I asked how come that only lasted for a little bit, and they're saying that it wasn't in my soul agreement, it wasn't in my soul contract to see what fifth dimensional beings see all the time. So, you know, there was another time where I was on a hike and I saw a cigar-shaped ship like on the top of the hill. And I stopped and I was kind of pointing at it, and nobody else saw this cigar-shaped ship.
Wow.
And it was interesting, but somehow, some way, there's still like another kind of overriding program, like another some software, I guess, inside the human mind or the body to kind of second guess those experiences, kind of try to like, oh, you didn't really see that. You know, you'll hear that in the back of your mind. Nobody else saw it, so, you know, are you sure you saw it? You know, that kind of thing is kind of, you know, playing in the back of the head, too.
Well, what I get from that is that some people they're just not ready for it. So they instantly, either don't see it or instantly shut it down, you know. So it's like, that's not what I think it is, you know, something like that. Which is pretty common. Not always, but... You know, for many it is. It's not for everybody.
Yeah. Also, one thing I wanted to mention too, if you're familiar with some of Ingo Swann's work, Ingo Swann, he was the far viewer that he wrote a book called Penetration. Mm-hmm. He was studying at the Stanford Research Institute or something like that, and they had him far view the dark side of the moon. And he didn't realize he was doing it. They weren't giving him any details. But the book, his book's called Penetration, and you can just get the PDF online. It's a trip. It's a pretty cool story he shares in his book. I'll send you a link to that too. But that was like one of the only. I read that book like cover to cover the second I picked it up. So, pretty interesting. Yeah. But I just feel that, you know, people are going to have to, they really want to see this stuff. They're going to have to do a lot of deprogramming. They're going to have to do a lot of healing in their own chakra systems, in their own timelines. to really be in control of the timeline they're on and the timeline they want to experience, rather than getting pulled and interfered and manipulated to, you know, to see what we've been shown, I guess you could call it that. But
yeah,
it's going to take a lot of self work to get there.
Yeah, that's it. Well, for some, it'd be also that beings that not so friendly beings are kind of like they'll kind of scare you off that timeline, you know, off the awakened timeline, you know, or attack you for that matter. Not always, but there are some that will. I have to put fear out there, but there are cases of that. So they make it very difficult for you to stay on it. It depends.
Yeah.
Different for everybody. You know.
Yeah. There was one client I was working on when I was doing my energy work, and I was healing a particular timeline in her crown chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And a little gray alien popped out of her crown chakra and just was standing there right on the other side of the table. And this was like in my mind's eye. And I'm like, what the
yeah.
hell? Like, get out of here. But yeah, you never know. And when I kind of sat back and kind of reflected on that session, it was a gray that was interfering with a timeline in her past life. And
jeez.
that was still within her crown chakra.
Triggers fear and all kinds of phobias, you can say. You can say it's kind of like, they kind of like take you back to the past where none of those aliens have existed. So, isn't it comfortable here? You know, remember the old world? You know, so, something like that.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, so.
Yeah.
Trying to dial
people back to a time when they weren't interpreting those things.
Well, during the Middle Ages, it was very fairy-like, very, you know, alive from what I feel. You know, it was very dragon-like, a lot of elemental energies back then. So,
mm-hmm.
so they're more aware than we are now. So, you know,
yeah, and a lot of these other beings out here, alien beings, whether three-dimensional or not, a lot of them have their psychic channels, their psychic abilities, their own astral abilities, you know, on a 10 out of 10, you know, and we get the short end of the stick in that department. we got to do our own work to get there. If anybody does any kind of astral projecting or astral projection type work or workshops in their own, you know, practice. Being able to interpret and knowing where I go astrally, that's really helped out a lot in just picking up other alien type energies. And they're the ones that have told me, oh, you're the alien. The humans are the aliens. What are you doing? but
I don't know. Are you getting anything? Are you getting any senses for this month or anything you feel going on?
The last week, I can pick up on the amount of interference and blockages that have been kind of pointed at me to not pick up things.
Yeah.
I can tell when the Yeah,
yep.
when the team playing defense starts to double and triple team me, you know, so I'm not picking up stuff. I can tell when I'm starting to get triple teamed, and they'll wipe my sleep state memories. That's when I start to not remember dreams. That's like the first sign that I'm getting beat up. You know, and other things like that. But that's really what I've been picking up on the last week. That I can't pick up on if I can't pick up on something, then that means something's up.
Like the disclosure stuff, I seem to be able to tap in, not completely, but I know the indication of something going on. But I'm getting a beating also in different areas. So. Yeah, so that shows you a thumbs up. For the last 2 months, actually. So,
Yeah.
So it kind of gives you an indication of it.
Yeah.
Of course, you can't prove it physically. You know.
Yeah. The guys that can pick up stuff, let's stop them. Let's see.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, man.
Yeah.
But
it's like the astral posse, the astral gang, you know, the lower astral, whatever it might be, because they don't want to lose their place here. Because most people don't believe they exist, so they want to keep it that way. So, you know, lower energies, whatever. So,
while back, when you shared about the flying Illuminati beings,
yes,
when you shared about that, mm-hmm. like the next mm-hmm. 2 or 3 days, at my house, when I'd wake up, and of course this was in my mind's eye, I'd see a winged feline being like sitting right there on my couch, right there, right next to right when I'd wake up, and that was for like 3 days in a row. And the second I'd saw him, and then I'd, you know, what I do is I kind of like shoot a dart right in the middle of him and try to get him to shift dimensions. Yeah,
wow.
It was like 3 days in a row, but it was a feline. I don't know what kind of feline, but humanoid feline mm-hmm. winged being that was.
Yeah.
You know, trying to wipe my memories right when I'd wake up, but yeah, it's the mind's eye. That's where I'm picking it up. You know, not necessarily the physical, but yeah, for sure.
Well, funny as you say that, I'm feeling like there's also a horse being that can fly, that's humanoid. It's kind of doing the same thing to people. If you can imagine that.
Yeah, you know, I forget where it was. I was in, I think I was at my weekend at the place I do my energy work at, and mm-hmm. I'll tap in right before I take on clients, and it was shown to me the technology that's used to wipe people's memories, but it's not, they don't actually like delete it. They don't actually like remove the memory. They just kind of take your energetic field and wrap it over that memory signature. So it's like you kind of get hit with like this pulse gun, and it's like kind of sews your energy over your memory so that you can't, you can access it with work, but just not just like a regular other memory or a dream. It's you get hit with this kind of wave-like pulse to wipe it. And so that was shown to me, and I was like, oh, awesome, great, another thing to have to figure out and unwind. Thanks, guys.
So it's like they put a blanket around it or something like that, so you don't see it, something like that. They hide it in your own energy. That makes sense.
Yep.
Well,
like, all right,
I mean, some of us voluntarily wipe our brain, wipe our minds, and before we wake up. But some, like MIB, I believe, involved with that too. Like they, if you don't forget it, we'll make you forget it. Something like that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Some of that. Too.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. Like there was, you had an MIB guy come through in one of your channelings, and he was talking about how they can wipe pictures and stuff off your phones without you even knowing. little bits of how they do that was shown to me also. Like, oh, you got pictures of little green and gray guys on your phone. Not anymore.
An image of it. If they turn it white or something like they overexpose it or something like that, you know? So, well, they can. At least that's what they showed. Or something like that.
Yeah. It's part of the it's part of the tech, like the 4 and 5D technology in the phones now. Awesome.
Yeah, this one.
So awesome.
It'd make a great movie, but not when you're living it.
exactly. So a couple of things, like back when I did the disillusion of the veil of disillusion, when I lifted it, I would see the implants in people, like on their upper lip or their lower lip. It was kind of like a black, I don't know, maybe like an inch long black part above the lip and on the top or below. And this was with, like, coworkers of mine. This was, like, customers. This was – I'd look at the TV because they had TVs at the restaurant at the time, and I'd see it on the actors, like, on TV. So I would see little implants. I would see – of course, I'd see the slits in people's eyes when their eyes would shift. And I would also see – this was mainly customers. They'd come in, and I, if their eyes would blink, like, three times, like, one, two, three, that middle blink – the eyes would go completely black.
Wow.
And those were some of the things that I would see with my physical eyes back then. So,
wow.
Yeah, just, you know, just our lovely people we share this inhabit this earth with, you know, just so full of love and light. Gotta love everybody.
Yeah.
The non-human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what is your, like, archons? Do you have any knowledge of them or any experience of them?
No. I've actually been calling in positive archon energy.
That's good.
Probably, like, the last 2 weeks. I'll call in a positive archon, like, just like a positive archon collective. When I do energy work, when I do healings, kind of in my own practice, if I can tell that someone I'm working with or a client or that I'm working with, if I can see that they're still being interfered with, I'll kind of connect positive archon energy to their higher self and have their higher self drop it down to their body whenever the interference triggers or the manipulation triggers. Is all I'm pulling out all kinds of stuff. I'm pulling out Saturn energies, black cube energies, you know, entity attachments. I'm pulling out all that stuff out. And that's only the hour I get to spend with them. But a week, you know, a week goes by, 2 weeks go by, and the beings that I just reverse their work, they're going to try to reverse my work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to reverse everything that I just did. So I got to kind of like plan for the you know, the future, you know, defense, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, I've been incorporating the positive archon energy with that, and that really seems to help. I'll kind of in astral, I'll check in with clients, you know, just to kind of see where their chakra system's at, and it helps when I call in positive archon energy simultaneous with Buddhic plane energy, and that seems to like supercharge it, and it really helps any kind of, you know, negative thoughts, interfering thoughts, you know, any kind of implant stuff. Positive archon simultaneous with Buddhic plane energy, and it seems to be working really well.
Oh yeah. When I see positive archons, yeah, I see like an angelic energy, basically very powerful. So yeah, that's great. Because some of you are not used to that name, that term for healing.
Yeah.
Not used to that most.
I'll tell you one. I'll add one thing here. Now that we were talking about it, when I work with the positive archon energy with a client, I'll get a visual in my mind's eye of their actual consciousness stream, the consciousness stream of the client that I'm working on, their own being. And like I can kind of work with it. I can kind of get in between there of the consciousness stream that's their true consciousness stream and the consciousness stream that maybe have any kind of interference or programming in it. And that really just started happening recently also. So it's like, the more I work with the positive archon energy, the more I kind of the client or their energy body or their consciousness, the more I'm shown to work with that. So that's been pretty cool.
Wow. Yeah, that is.
They're like, okay, which past lifetime were they the negative reptilian? let's play. I want to go. Let's play a game of chess. Let's see where this goes. But yeah, you know, past lives, gray past lives, reptilian past lives, you know, off world past lives.
Wow.
There's a lot of stuff that I see, and I heal. But You know, what was it like? One lifetime on Earth is worth like 1,000 lifetimes elsewhere, and there's a lot of lessons and stuff we could learn, and that's why our souls agree to come here to heal all that stuff a lot faster.
Yep. Because some are negative in other incarnations. They can't let it go. So they come in this world, you know, get their beating, you can say, you know, go to jail or whatever it might be, you know, unless they can get away with it all. Usually they can't. Usually.
Yeah, it had been shown to me too about how people will, if they get murdered in a past life and they didn't, they weren't able to complete that, the soul agreements or the soul contract or whatever it is, that when they incarnate again, it's like their astral body has like a heightened state of awareness because of what was taken from them previously. And that they can get kind of like caught up in that, and they can kind of dig themselves a deeper hole if they put their mind there and not heal that past incarnation, the past life, but you know, kind of get into the anxiety, the fear state, and the soul will line up 4, 5, 6 future lifetimes to possibly potentially heal what they came here to heal in the first place. So. Fun stuff.
Well, is that, you know, like some that, have all this luck, you know, money, relationships, but then they start, not everybody, but some will start abusing it and pushing it, and then, you know, it all, house of cards will fall down, you know, and that can come from a life like that too, depending, maybe, sometimes.
Yeah, so, and the soul's like, okay, repeat the grade.
Yeah, we give you all these blessings and you abuse it. Well, that's all part of the lesson. That's the, you can say the fun of it. You can say. Well, but yeah, we definitely come here. We come here for a beating. That's for sure. Most of us do. All of us.
I'll share one experience. A few years back, before I got into any energy work or whatnot. I worked for this guy, a very, very affluent guy. He's a multimillionaire, had a big old huge house in the hills. And I was his personal assistant for about a year. And it didn't dawn on me, but this guy was definitely had his own rituals. He was working with negative entities, lower astral entities and negative beings. I was picking up on stuff, but I wasn't in full understanding of it at the time until years later. He kept coming to me in my dreams and meditations, and I'd realized with assistance with some dark beings, reptilians, he had attached negative cords to me, and it was going on for about 2 years. So I had to go into my own meditation work to release the cords, but after I released the cords that the negative cords he attached, it was shown to me exactly how he did his ritual work with these reptilian beings in order to, I don't know, mold, manipulate, and extort money out of people and clients, and that's how he was able to get the riches that he had, and simultaneously all of the negative karma that he was picking up on from doing that, that was shown to me too. So you know, you people get finances and people get Federal Reserve notes, you know, and it's you know, they, you don't know how that happened, you don't know what really was driving, what was fueling that person to get the material possessions. You just never know where it's coming from.
Well, like these billionaires are going to billionaires for some reason. They probably, not all of them, but quite a few do those tactics. They have the ability to do that, and some of them do get illnesses. And like one of the CEOs of Google can't even speak. He actually is the CEO of Alphabet now, but he's one of the founders of Google. I mean, his throat chakra, he can barely talk. It's like, well, that's very bizarre for somebody of that power. So it feels like he's paying for karma of some kind. So at least that's what I'm getting.
Yeah, there's a part of them that knows it's coming, and they do the dark work anyways. They do it anyways. They're like,
It's like screw it, I'm rich.
In this position now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
We might not. Yeah, there's a lot of dark. I mean, it's not all darkness around at least Google for that matter. I mean, it's quite a bit, but there is positive. I mean, you know, YouTube isn't totally taken over, for example.
Yes.
You know, some of those are still on there.
Thank Google for that. Thanks, Google. Thanks
yeah,
for
exactly.
YouTube
knock on wood.
Demonic. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, anything spiritual on YouTube, you'd think that would be crazy for that even to be, unless it's religious, you think that would be crazy for it even being on YouTube, you know? But luckily it is. When you think about it, you know? So anyway.
Yeah, cool. I live in that part of the world when I kind of drive through Silicon Valley, and there's a couple of major freeways and highways kind of right in between there. NASA, Apple, Cisco, Adobe, Google is like all the same conglomerate. Facebook. I'm literally like I could throw a rock and hit Facebook.
Wow, jeez.
I got to protect, and I get like the heaviest manipulations while I make that like the drive through there. It's it's been fun. It's been fun. Keeps me on my toes.
Yeah, but it does.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, well, as you were talking about that, I saw like a giant spider on Google, a black one.
Oh.
So.
There's a part of downtown Palo Alto. When I drive through part of downtown Palo Alto, this part of downtown Palo Alto, my brakes squeak. And it's like a three or four block radius. And
that's weird.
And it didn't dawn on me for like a couple days, and I'm like, "What's going on here? Why are my brakes squeaking only on this little couple of intersections?" And it was shown to me in a dream that the magnetic pulse from the underground activity in that part of town was affecting my energy and the brakes, the metallic charge in the rotor and the brakes. Was being affected from the underground like EMFs that were going on down there and all the crazy stuff, and my own energy body that was those like both that were affecting the brakes. So if any listeners ever come on out to Silicon Valley, this place is great. It's beautiful. you just got to keep your guards up. You got to know what's really happening out here. But yeah.
What? Yeah, that's kind of like Hollywood, like going to Los Angeles and you kind of turn into somebody else. You know, it's kind of the same thing. You know, you get possessed, you know, that culture, you know, it's all about me and all that's probably like same, maybe magnified worse, maybe. I guess it depends.
Oh, there's one,
you know.
I'm in Southern California probably once or twice a month, and I do notice after a few days, just walking around, I'll have like a film like over my eyes.
Oh my gosh.
What is just in the air there. There's so many more airports, so many more planes in the sky, so many more helicopters, because there's just like the Southern California, greater LA is like three times the size of the Bay Area. And so there's just so much more cell towers, so much more, you know, just a little denser energy in the beings, in the people's bodies, plus who knows whatever is going on underground down there. But I could definitely feel the energetic shift when I'm in Los Angeles, and that it's very, very it's very present, definitely. So just Another awesome, amazing, beautiful place of California. You got Bay Area, you got LA,
California.
You got the wildfires. a place, in, and it's only $1 million just for an ice cube in your soda.
Yeah.
The cost of living
yeah,
is just, oh man, this place is so great. I love it.
Yeah, if you want to get programmed or possessed, just move to California. At least that part of California.
Yes. So awesome. Love this place. But that is experiences like that and just being in consciousness of what's going around, it really, you know, just kind of reminders why we do the work that we do, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's awesome. Awareness. More people are going to become aware of this over time. And, you know, we're not in Kansas anymore, you can say. And it's part of the global way. It's part of the disclosure and all that, you know. It's a lot more fascinating, that's for sure. You know, not easy.
Yeah, we're going from you got to go from 3D to 12D and then back to 3D if you're going to really exist in all of this.
If you're going
to
survive, especially in California, in those areas in California. Yeah. Well, like in Los Angeles, it feels like all that energy is there to program you as fast as possible, put you into the grid of, you know, the high mind, you can say, of fame, celebrity, all that, you know, it's just there to steer you into the wrong direction, you can say. That's what everybody works the most, I would think.
When I'm down there and kind of like the Santa Monica area, and I'll just kind of go to the beach and connect, I can pick up on how much of the United States, but really more than the United States, how much of their attention and focus is being directed towards the Los Angeles area, whether it's, you know, sports, entertainment, movies, all that stuff. And it's like a hub where they're just pulling in the attention and focus from the population, and I can feel it, and I can I'm like man.
Jeez.
And it's pretty crazy. Now on a good note, one thing I will say about California, kind of on the northern part of the Golden Gate Bridge, kind of you know, Sonoma and all the way up the coast, all the way up to like Alaska. Mount Shasta, this, you know, that part of Northern California and going up.
Yeah.
You know, there's no mistake. It's got like the best wine. No mistake. It's got like the best cannabis. no mistake that there's a lot of crystal lakes and high charged healing artesian waters and wells. There's a lot of that is very sacred land with a lot of portals. And a lot of extraterrestrial activity. There just wasn't, you know, there wasn't wars, there wasn't torture, there wasn't, you know, a lot of that stuff in that kind of region of California. And that's no mistake. It's like every year there's wildfires there. The Santa Rosa fires last year. There's fires going on there right now, because they're trying to just lower that part of the region. But and it's, now that we're talking, there's like a, it's, I've noticed this, and it's just what came in right now. There's like a hill, the Santa Cruz Mountains that kind of separate Silicon Valley from the coast. And right above, there's a particular, I'll see if I can send you the link so you can kind of see what I'm talking about. There used to be an old Air Force base on the top of this hill. And what I noticed, the planes, when they're coming into the San Jose airport, there's like it looks like a marker in the sky. It's got to be probably like a couple hundred, or maybe, probably say like 100 miles above the, no, it can't be 100 miles. It's right where the airplanes go. I don't know, however many miles high airplanes are. But there's a gold marker in the sky where planes will come in, they'll hit that marker, and then they'll turn and come in right to land at the San Jose airport.
Wow.
And I'll see it only for like a second, and then it disappears, and then I'll see it again. It's kind of like the sun will reflect off of it, but there is a distinct marker in the sky for kind of like the path of the airplanes, and I moved. I don't see it as often as I used to, but that was another thing that I picked up during, you know, some of my work over the years. I'm like, if I see one there, there's got to be more.
Yeah. Oh yeah, so. Definitely. Well, it's kind of like an energy vortex of some kind. I mean, like the planes, there's beings and energies helping, you know, them stay in the air or guide them. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Mm-hmm. So that makes. So it's like some kind of vortex is there. That's the only thing I'm getting. Like a safety vortex. Can be tampered with, but I believe most of the time it's fine, from what I can tell.
Yeah. It would shift between like white and gold.
Wow.
Yeah. So
it's kinda like giving it a blessing, you can say, for it to land properly or land well, something like that. Oh, interesting.
Oh. Well,
something
okay.
around those lines
cool.
I'm getting. Yeah.
Cool.
Nice. Yeah, thank you for that. That was really fascinating. It's we're all gonna move out to California.
come on out, guys. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I would like to go out
party.
There. Go there and unpossess Google. I don't know if that's possible.
I've got company. A good amount of friends. Yeah, I know a few people that work at Google, work at Facebook, work at all these places, and I definitely have to keep it PG when I'm around them.
Oh yeah, definitely. This is all crazy.
Trigger any things.
This will make them flip out of their chair. Yeah, this is. I mean, there's a lot of Zeta Syrian energies there. Like those that work on computers, I feel a lot of Syrian energies, but also Zeta. To call like Apple products are very Zeta. But it's all combined from what I've gathered over the years. It's probably more.
I don't know if you've experienced it, but I've experienced like orbs and psychic attacks like coming out of my phone, and I have to guard it and shield it and have to release it. But yeah, I've definitely had to put my guard up, even with my own iPhone. So, and also. One more thing to add, I've noticed when I watch your YouTube videos on my phone, and if I'm laying down on my couch or if I'm laying down wherever, it's like the phone gives off a charge that makes me want to go to sleep while I'm laying down watching your videos and other conscious spirit videos.
Yeah.
It's like it has a way to send out a signal to your brain or release melatonin or who knows what's going on to make the viewer, the person watching, want to go to sleep. When I stand up, it stops. And it doesn't happen on like just like a music video or whatever. It doesn't happen on that. But I was like, man. And what if your video ends and I, let's say I did fall asleep and the video ends and then I wake up and then I'm just fine again. It's like, like what happened? Like, you know, so.
Yeah.
You know,
I've heard of that before.
If anybody
I've heard of some people. Yeah. I've heard of that. Some people have said that to me. Yeah. Just, it's for, I think for the best, a good thing, from what I can tell. So, because it gives you put in your sleep and the kind of energies connect to you. That's what I gathered from it. So, but I guess
you
mean something else. Yeah. It's like you go to sleep and you're like, you're connecting more with the message. Something like that. So it's something else to think about. Look at it the other direction. So that's what I
okay.
Yeah. I don't know. It's different for everybody. Who knows?
I'll have to work with that. I'll be like, man, okay, it's for the better. Okay. All right. I can
yeah,
follow
look at
now.
Some people tell me that, I've had some people say they fell asleep and they felt fine, you know, just like they're just going to that dream world, whatever I'm connecting to. That's what I gathered from it. So, but it's not always easy to connect to, especially when you have everybody trying to voice this spirit being there, trying to remove us from this thinking, you know, from this pattern that we're on, you know, to awaken others, heal others. Not everybody's on that train, as you know. So.
True, yes.
So it's hard to say what's going on.
Cool. Cool. All right. Well, right on, Evan. Thanks for
yeah.
taking my call. I'm gonna be tuning in when I can. All right.
Yeah,
so,
calling anytime.
Next time.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you for calling.
All right.
All right. Have a great night. Okay. All right. Take care. All right. That was Nick. Great. That was great. Great conversation. All right. How much longer are we going to go? Let's see if I have anything else to bring into the table at this time. Of course, I have a YouTube video for tonight. Also, a lot of this is going to be a rehash of basically alien contact information. I might go in more depth. Hard to say where we're at with all that. But as for, Silicon Valley, it's not all bad. But, yeah, there's a lot of areas around that can be healed, especially Los Angeles, the entertainment world that pretty much runs the consciousness of humanity, at least through entertainment. Not all of consciousness, but it does play a big role as for how people think, how people live their lives, much of it. You know, Disney plays a big role in that, especially its care to children. So it's not all bad, but there is energies that are kind of difficult to disconnect from. To go more into, let's see, disclosure energies that I'm connected to, a lot of it's going to go into the UN as they are playing a part. Now, the UN, those that are aware of the alien presence here, I believe most of them, you'll never know who, you'll hear their name, it's like, I never heard of that person. It's from what I'm gathering, that's usually how it works. Now, there might be some, like Donald Rumsfeld, I believe he knows quite a bit, the Bush family, they know some part of it. Trump, I was going to go into, like what Trump will have received is that he is going to go into more of a, you could say, because I'm going to rehash this a little bit. It's basically that, it feels like when he first got in, it's like he wasn't too much into the alien agenda. You heard about it. It's like he wasn't really part of the focus. He had other focus to go into. But it seemed like over time that's became more is like inevitable. Always what I'm receiving. As for their, like the Mexican wall, I don't know if that's going to be built. I don't think it will be. Of course, part of it is, but it's just for a sample. So quite expensive. But you never know. Now they have a new Mexican president. I feel still unlikely, but maybe I'm wrong on that. As for the alien agenda, it's still, it's not all going to be cut and dry clear. As it does feel like a lot of the blockages, as for timelines, it's causing why it has not occurred faster. As many reasons behind it. But, it does seem like we're going to more of the alien awareness. It will speed up as you get more knowledge of it. I mean, whatever beings you want to connect to also. I mean, I can't connect to every single being. There's so many different species. That's why it's good to have a radio show like this or YouTube, for that matter, make a YouTube video. Because there's so many different species. Not one person can connect to everything. So, but for Trump, it's really hard to say. I'm not getting full details. Like Putin is a little bit easier for me to connect with, the president of Russia. I see him connecting to aliens like crazy. He's full aware of what's going on. No, he's an easier one for me to connect with than Trump. Trump is very protected. So from what I gather from that is that he is aware, but not fully aware. But he is like the people around him are pretty much running that show. But he does have some input, but it has not been fully activated. But he's basically, you can say he's briefed or a lot. But yeah, once the space program, the military space agenda, that kind of gives you an indication of where, he is aware of what's going on, but maybe not the full picture, but then again, who does? But is it shifting to more off-planet, knowledge of what's out there? Most likely. It's anything goes. Now this can shift also. What I saw was aliens will appear or show up or make their presence, and then the government will show up. You never know. They might make a change, and then the government will make they'll both come together. So it's hard to say.
but it does seem like the likelihood is speeding up. So I'll go into further details tonight on this. I'll do a rehash of what we're speaking about tonight. So probably going to close out the show tonight so I can get some other work done and come back online, come back on YouTube tonight. So thank you all that called in. Those that are listening, thank you. This will be on SoundCloud and YouTube in a few moments. And let's see. One thing about Blog Talk, it does put a lot of advertising in the audio file, which is kind of weird. They didn't do that before. I've used them in the past. That's all right. So I cut all that out, and hopefully this audio file is loud enough for you to hear. It should be better sound quality. I'll be working on that over time. As for, the alien connections, basically connect, meditate. It's belief systems, a lot of healing. I know this is all crazy, but is it that crazy? A lot of talk show hosts, like, I don't listen to Coast to Coast, but a lot of them don't really probably connect to the spiritual side. Of course, I'm not fully familiar with that, but I doubt they do. That basically, the metaphysics basically connect to spirit guides, angels, will get you closer to the alien energies. Confidence that you have that you are connecting. Your belief systems, a positive belief system. Well, the more that you believe in yourself, that you are connecting in a positive way, the stronger it will get. Not everybody's meant to have a full, powerful connection all at once. Because some of us have to divert energies to family, friends, work, But an open mind does help. As a closed mind is what got us into this mess, you can say. When a baby is born, that is a soul energy that enters into that body. Of course, that's not recognized in our society. It's all like soul. What's that? We know about materialism. We know about buying stuff online. But it's the soul, what is that? This does not exist in our culture. Unless you're on DMT or some kind of... you're smoking something, then you kind of connect to your dreamscape, your dream world. So, and life is a dream, and that is where we're heading towards. All right, everyone, blessings, and thank you for tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm going to try for 8 o'clock because that seems to be a time frame that is familiar. I'll be back here Wednesday, but also on Saturday. I have a special guest on Saturday night, so... much love, everyone. Blessings. And here is the intro. See if that works. All right. Blessings, everyone.